Good morning. A deepening storm over the Canadian Maritimes is driving in a cool northwest wind today. At the same time, high pressure is building in and will keep the weather dry, and we'll go back to a decent amount of sunshine, although the sun will be mixed with clouds. And after a chilly start, we'll have a cool afternoon, at least relative to average temperatures for this time of year, with most everyone in the lower to mid 50s. But that northwest breeze, at times gusting between 20 and 30 miles per hour, will make it feel cooler from time to time, especially when the sunshine ducks behind the clouds. Skies will be clear tonight, and it will be quite cool once again. The winds will diminish somewhat, but still, temperatures will drop back into the lower and middle 30s. This will set us up for a decent day on Tuesday. Sunshine will mix with clouds as a warm front approaches from the south. With this front, high temperatures should bounce back into the mid-60s. That front will continue to press to the north on Tuesday night and will be in a warmer and even more humid environment on Wednesday. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will climb into the mid-70s. This will set the stage for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms later in the afternoon. A front will approach from the Great Lakes on Wednesday night and Thursday, and the chance of showers and thunderstorms will increase. Temperatures will stay on the mild side. Thursday afternoon's highs will be in the middle to upper 60s. Still the chance of a few showers as this front passes by on Friday, with highs back into the lower 60s before we clear out with mostly sunny skies for the weekend, and highs on both Saturday and Sunday will be in the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level trough coming into the west, along with multiple pieces of energy and reinforcing cold fronts making their way through the region, will continue to cause precipitation and colder-than-average temperatures over the next couple of days. Lower-elevation rain and high-elevation snow are expected to slowly shift into the southwest today and the central and southern Rockies tomorrow. The snow event is ongoing in the Sierra Nevada, with additional snow likely there, and winter storm warnings remain in effect. Higher elevations of the Intermountain West could also see several inches of snow, especially in the Wind River Mountains and the Tetons. Snow will then increase in the Central Rockies by Tuesday as precipitation winds down in the northwest. Meanwhile, light mixed precipitation and snow are expected across the north-central United States, north of a sharp warm front. South of the front, high temperatures will be 10 to 20 degrees above average for much of the region this afternoon. At Mount Washington this morning, freezing fog and 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 49, gusting to 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 9 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 23, 64% relative humidity, a west wind at 18 miles per hour, gusting to 31, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 1 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy near 60, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs near 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 48, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.02 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 2.08 inches for the month, which is 0.55 of an inch below normal, and 7.50 inches for the season, which is 3.13 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41, the record high, 90, set in 1990, and the record low, 24, in 1919, 1967, and 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s. Partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Wednesday in the mid-70s. A good chance of showers on Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, back to the mid-60s. Partly sunny with the chance of showers Friday, lower 60s. And mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with highs both days in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.